views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of feeling your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. And the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been using this radio show to allow people to have an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts or creative solutions to their problems with my favorite energetic practitioners. And today on the show, I have Phil Free. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Phil is first began his using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1992 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, and he feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual, and he received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California and is now settled in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. And I met Phil, I think it was back in 2008, and we've been working together ever since then, and acquiring more and more skills and pushing each other, I guess, to excellence. Are you there, Phil?
Yes, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to have you on the show. You and I were, last time you were on the show, I think it was right before Christmas, and you and I were talking about joy and how to have joy in your life. And, the reasons why joy sort of leaks out of the life, out of our life. And you and I, we didn't quite finish. So we decided we'll continue to talk about that, today. And, how would you like to start?
All right. Well, just being okay with, part of it is being okay with what we want. Part of it is being okay with what we don't want. So it's like understanding that joy is, not every moment of life will be joyous, all the time. Not to expect that or, think that something's wrong because every moment isn't joyous or whatever. At the same time, some of us are not putting a lot of conscious attention on creating joy in our lives, or it's kind of like lost. It's luster or something. Or we've forgotten about it. It's lost. It's a lost value in some ways sometimes. So it's important also to just know what brings us joy in our lives, and if we can, incorporate that into our lives and our regular existence.
Yeah, because like for some people, what brings one person joy is not necessarily what brings another person joy. And, as individuals, I think we can, most of us can agree that, it's more joyful when we have shelter and food and, water, when we have the basics in life, the survival, what we need to survive. But life is about more than that. And, we talk about that, quite a bit in the past, too, is that, if you think about yourself as a conscious being that's traveling in a human body, there's many aspects to to all of us that a lot of times we forget to address because we're so busy kind of dealing with the third dimensional world and the survival. And so, you know, having that balance in life and as you said, knowing what brings you joy. Can you just kind of elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, certainly, like you mentioned, you know, we get caught up in the routines of life and in the pace of life and the things that we are told we need to accomplish and you know, sort of taking care of those survival things that you mentioned, making sure we have enough money, et cetera. And then, you know, sometimes it becomes such a process that we forget to have joyous times in our lives, whether it's, you know, talking to friends or whatever it might be. And so, you know, and then, you know, it saps our energy to a degree to not have joy and to not, you know, it also kind of like, if there's no joy in any of the things we're doing, it seems kind of bland. It seems hollow. It seems a little bit like, robotic in a sense to me. So again, I mean, to me, joy is a human element and, you know, I don't really understand, you know, why or how in society. I mean, I do on some level, but on another level, it doesn't make any sense that we have not put more emphasis on joy and that, you know, not just personal satisfaction, like sensory satisfaction necessarily, but joy, you know?
And, yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people are taught that, you know, if you go to school and you get good grades and then you get the right job and then you meet the right person and then, you know, then you can have joy in your life, then you're going to be happy. And, you know, I've discovered over the years that being happy is a choice. Uh-huh. And, you know, you can choose to be happy or you can choose not to be happy. And once you're happy, then the good education and the people that you want to meet and, you know, you're like a magnet for attracting those things. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel people have it backwards, that we're taught, you know, in most societies at this time on this planet, people are taught that, you know, do this and this and this, and then you'll be happy. And I find, you know, even when you're energetically shifting people, it almost never is what the person thinks the problem really is. And that's because it's kind of like the same thing being backwards with having to do things to be happy instead of making a choice to be happy. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, once you make that choice that you will be happy, more happy things happen to you. You know, that's just the way it really works. You start attracting what benefits you rather than what doesn't benefit you. And so a lot of times in life, you know, people are struggling to find happiness, and happiness is, people will ask me quite often, why are you always so happy? I'm not always so happy. But a lot of times I can get out of, like, you know, when we have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I'd like to share with people just a few skills for being happy. Like, there's so many triggers out there right now in this world. I mean, you know, and one of the major triggers is television. And, you know, and watching negative aspects of that. And, you know, not just television, there's negativity around us, but there's also beauty around us. And it's about kind of retraining yourself to catch yourself when you get into complaining and when you get into a mode where you're not satisfied with your life, that you can take those triggers and use them to benefit you. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Phil Free. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Sole Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Sole Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
1230 WBLQ.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. Before we continue, Phil, just give the listeners your contact information so that they can reach you if they would like.
Sure, they can reach my email, whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com.
Cool, and I just wanted to point out that when Phil and I are having conversation, we're always kind of feeling the energy, and so we're energetically shifting right as we're talking, and we were both picking up like this energy around, you know, when people get triggered. And we're going to talk about that a little bit right away here. If you're triggered right now and you want to call in, you know, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'd be happy to energetically shift energy for you. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. So, Phil, like, let's talk about triggers. Let's explain what that means and what people can do.
Okay. Well, a trigger would be when an event or any kind of stimulus, if you'd like, that enters our, you know, our sphere or being, you know, I call it, it could be a thought, sensation, or emotion, any of those things come into our field and affects us, and all of a sudden we find ourselves very affected by it. and usually in a negative way. I mean, we all, in our line of work, we're always referring to it, as the negative things that are coming up, a bother, basically. How is it bothering us? And a lot of times it could completely change the track of our day or the momentum of where we're going or what we're doing. You know, it's like one could be excited to go to work one day or school or whatever they're doing, but on the way, you know, somebody could rear end them in a car accident, you know, and something like that could happen, and it's a bad interaction, and then all of a sudden, just like the whole day, it's like it's hard to get over that, or you're thinking about it all day long. So that could be a trigger. You know, there's so many examples. Anything could be a trigger. Like I said, it could be a thought, a sensation, an emotion. It could be even a physical like altercation. It could be something we heard, something we smelled, even. So anything our senses picked up on, really.
And it's very subtle sometimes. Like, I've had people, I remember working with a client once, and she said that it was just the smell of this perfume.
Right.
And it triggered a memory from when she was a little girl in school and the teacher smelled like that.
Yeah.
And it really brought up some very challenging physical problems. You know, and that's something that I wanted, you know, like these triggers can actually trigger not just emotional responses, but physical responses in our body also.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you mentioned allergies with me at the very beginning of the show, and it was actually 1998. You said 92, but either way, it's just the thing was just that, again, that's like, it's, you know, that could be a trigger too. And that could be like a physical trigger in a sense, an allergy, you know? So when people, because of, hey, sometimes we think the trigger might be pollen, or we think it might be, you know, I'm allergic to carrots or whatever it might be. And then, so every time we eat carrots or around too much pollen or whatever, these allergies are triggered in a sense, you see? But however, if we're not exposed to these things may not be. So it's important to, or at least, you know, that's what our mind is telling us, and that's what we're manifesting on some level. And
I explain it kind of like this. Like, you can actually, like, let's say you were sitting outside and you're looking at, and your fence is yellow, and a bee comes along. You're listening to the radio, a certain song's on the radio, and you know your fence is yellow, and you're looking at your fence, and all of a sudden the bee stings you. And then a week later, you know, and you have a reaction. And then a week later, you're sitting in a restaurant and you're eating, say, corn, and it's yellow, and that song comes on the radio. Your body can actually have a physical reaction because of the emotions that come up. And, you know, I did have someone who emailed me, and this is actually a friend of mine. And what happened to her, and this is a really good example, is that she's a marine biologist, and she loves fish, and she loves dolphins and whales, and so she won't eat any fish whatsoever. And she hasn't eaten fish for years and years. She doesn't have an allergy to it. She just doesn't, she just respects the ocean and won't eat anything from the ocean. And so what happened is she was having sushi with her friends, and she thought it tasted a bit fishy. You know, it was supposed to be a vegetable roll. And what happened is she ate some of it, and then she felt kind of nauseated. So she went to the bathroom, and she literally, like, she went unconscious. Because it was the first time she'd eaten fish, and, you know, and she had an emotional response to the fact that she had accidentally eaten fish. And she literally passed out, hit her head, you know, was knocked out for like 20 minutes. Like, she, you know, they called an ambulance. Like, it was a big deal. She's not allergic to fish physically. There was no reason on a physical level for that to happen. And yet she had this strong reaction. Mm-hmm. And that's what people, you know, and that, like, that's a, you know, that, for instance, is a trigger, you know.
Sure. Right. And and you also asked me, like, you know, what can we do about it? So it's like, yeah, I mean, part of it is, the first thing is being able to spot them, you know, and then,
yeah.
And then once we, you know, we're identifying that it's happening, then, yeah, part of it is, I would say the first thing is immediately centering our energy, you know, putting energy into our midline, and, you know, in some cases, you know, maybe Take a deep breath if that helps, you know, if you want to do that as well or something along those lines. You know, when you, if you're able to pinpoint it unconsciously, like, okay, like 2 minutes ago, I wasn't feeling this. Now I'm feeling all enraged. Like, you know, what was it? Or, you know, why is it when that guy said that I got so enraged, you know? And then, you know, you start to realize when you realize when exactly it happened, you can realize, wait a second, I have a choice also to what level I want to take this, or do I want to express it verbally, or do I just want to keep this to myself, you know, what's coming up. And I find that, yes, the more we can center ourselves through that process, like the storm comes in a sense, the emotional storm a lot of times, but the less we act on it, the quicker it passes, I find.
Yeah. And you know, you had said this to me one time, just the way you said it, it was brilliant. Like it was like, you don't start cleaning up after a storm when you're still in the middle of the storm.
Or during the storm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's no point because the storm's not over yet. So you need to recognize, and these triggers can be very subtle. I'll give people another, for instance, here is yesterday. It was 5 years since my mom made her transition. And, you know, I was aware of the date, but like I'd kind of forgotten because, you know, like that, you know, when I woke up in the morning, I wasn't thinking, oh, this was the day that my mom, you know, passed on. But what happened is, you know, I was aware of it, but my youngest daughter called me and she was having a bad day and she was like really, really having a hard time. And I said to her, well, are you aware that this is the day that grandma passed? And she was like, she had totally forgotten, but she was very close to her. And so a lot of times, you know, specific dates can trigger emotions. And, a song on the radio, like I said, you know, memories that you have with people. And so once I told her, hey, you know, this is what's going on is, you know, you're having an emotional response because of the date. And then she started, you know, she started feeling better. And by the time we hung up, she was laughing and we were joking around and she was fine. But like it was a matter of recognizing what real, like it, when people, she thought it was like a bunch of things that had happened in her day and that, she, you know, she couldn't understand why she was like overreacting or getting super emotional about these things. But it was the underlying energy of having, you know, this being the day that she didn't get to see her grandmother anymore in the physical world. And they were very close. So that once she recognized that, then we were able to allow her to feel the emotion and then release it and let it go. And so that's an important thing that people, when you recognize what the trigger really is and you recognize what the underlying energy is, then it allows you to step into a position where you can clear that energy. And as you said, like putting some tension on your midline or that you can think about that as a magic line in your body, or you can think about that, you know, running the light up and down that magic line, or you can think about that as the actual components of your spine. You know, your central nervous system is your hard drive of your computer, if you were to consider yourself a binary computer. And so just by putting some energy into that midline and putting some energy into your spine and just in a quick second running that energy up and down, and then also getting in touch with your heart, like you said, or taking a deep breath and recognizing that, you know, your heartbeat. Because when you synchronize to your heartbeat and you feel that, it also gets you synchronized with the earth and the heartbeat, so to speak, of the earth. And when you start to get into a place where you feel stable and that energy is running strong, then you can just clear whatever is bothering you and very quickly have a new perception I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today. What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. And they are delicious. Many of the customers want to know which is the best maca for their lifestyle, age, activity level, and health goals. These are the three main questions to answer before you purchase. Which color of maca is best for your specific purpose? Is raw or gelatinized the best maca for you? Should you use maca powders, maca capsules, or maca extracts? You can try selections of all of these products to see which will work best for you. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
Thank you.
I'm Paulette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Phil and I were just talking through the break, and he has me laughing because we were talking about relationships and how certain songs can trigger certain memories, which she's going to talk about in a minute here. And but I just wanted to let people know that I do have teleshifting starting tonight. And so if anyone's listening and they want to participate, you can still find that on thetruthisfunny.com. And it's basically you can send in an issue, and I use the group consciousness to boost each other. And the first one this evening will be about the physical body and getting in shape without, like really putting your physical body, using energetic shifts to improve your physical presence, basically. And the second one is going to be about improving your finances. That'll be next week. And the third one will be about Singles Awareness Day, which is better known as Valentine's Day. And this is why I'm laughing, is because Phil was telling me about there's a certain artist. And Phil, tell us the story.
Yeah, there's a certain artist who's, I don't want to mention his name because I don't want to, you know, nothing against the artist personally or anything, but, you know, it's just, yeah, it was pretty popular in the mid late 90s and stuff. And, you know, that was, you know, got, and I was in like my first serious relationship, and, you know, we used to make out to like that music and stuff. And then, it was the first serious relationship, and you know, serious heartbreak and all that. And then, so to this day though, it's just like, anytime that artist comes on the radio, it's just like, I instinctively change the channel. I cannot listen to that. And without getting, you know, without getting memories, without getting triggered or whatever. And it's funny. And I thought about it even more. Like I remember one day when my mind was really wandering or whatever, and the radio was on and probably a song came on of his, I probably made it through about half a song of his before my consciousness kind of snapped in. I'm like, wait a minute, that's him. And I changed the channel.
So it's that easy. If you're having problems with a relationship, just change the channel. But in a way, that's true, because, you know, we put out a certain vibration, and that vibration attracts certain people, situations, circumstances to us. And that's kind of the beauty of, you know, when I do these teleshiftings, I always have so much fun because people just are, you know, you're invited to send in one issue and, you know, like around the same topic. And because you've got a lot of people kind of resonating with that and wanting to improve it, the benefits are really, you know, profound. Like I get a lot of really, really positive feedback from that, because when you take a group of people that are kind of like-minded and they're moving towards something, towards a goal, and then you boost them energetically to support each other throughout the week, you know, what happens is things just become a little bit easier. And, you know, because Valentine's Day is coming up soon, I want to talk about that a little bit, because, you know, relationships and the triggers around that, because a lot of people are kind of aware of the stress around Christmas, but honestly, from my perspective of when people get in touch with me, people are really triggered at Christmas, because, you know, it can be for many reasons, but Valentine's Day, that is kind of like a sneaky one that a lot of people, well, I don't even celebrate that, and it doesn't bother me, but on some level, a lot of people are triggered about that. So let's talk about that, like how to attract relationships that are strong to us, and not just romantic relationships, but relationships with money and relationships with coworkers, et cetera. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, you know, tying it into the joy for one, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, some sort of unspoken element of relationships is that, you know, essentially that a lot of times we're looking for joy, you know, sometimes other things too, stimulation, and it could be multifaceted, but certainly one element often seems to be joy. That's why we connect with each other in the first place. And, or, you know, on some levels. So, you know, as far as, you know, Valentine's and, you know, having strong relationships in general, it's like, for Valentine's, you know, just getting, you know, so a lot of it is expectations, you know, societal expectations, media expectations. And that, so there's like a disappointment. It's kind of like, you know, I can almost, you know, the non-Christians at Christmas time, you know, feeling left out. Well, the people who can't find a relationship or can't get a date, you know, they feel left out at Valentine's and all that. So it's important. Yeah. You know, just not put too much stock in it. You know, if you want to celebrate it, you do. If you don't, no big deal. And then on the, you know, and as far as just strong relationships in general, it's, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. So, you know, we all individuals and we all want slightly different things, but I find that putting more consciousness into what we want helps, like getting more specific with ourselves. In other words, like, you know, what do I want in a relationship or why, or, you know, what do I like or what do I dislike about things, you know, and it helps us get to know ourselves as well. And it helps us establish ourselves, our own boundaries, you know, what we accept, what we don't, how we want to be treated, et cetera, et cetera. Helps us get to know other humans as a result as well, when we know ourselves. And then the relationships can actually be stronger when we're more aware of all that, because there's more consideration towards our fellow human beings. It's not just like, oh, it's like, oh, I just need some girl to go out with me for Valentine's, or I just need a date, you know, some dude, just anybody, here, find me a blind date. You know, it's like, it's not about just getting, you know, like, oh, I need to fulfill society's expectation. It's just, you know, it's just bring me joy and do it. You know, I want to participate because it's a fun, joyous occasion. And if not, then, you know, there's no point going through the motions.
Yeah. And this is like, I'm getting a lot of emails from people about that, and they'll email me. I mean, I prefer if people phone in, but some people are like, I don't want to phone in because I don't want to air my, challenges or my difficulties. But a lot of people are saying, like, right now there's I'm just receiving a lot of emails around relationship and feeling connected to other people, feeling connected to, and what's coming up is the word purpose. Like, yeah. What's the purpose of, you know, and I think that's a very big thing right there, is, you know, defining for yourself what the purpose is for anything you're doing, like your relationship with your work or your relationship with other people. I had someone ask me about, you know, they feel like they're disconnected from their work right now. And it was, it's an uncomfortable feeling because it was something that they really treasured. And what was coming up, the energetic weakness around that, was that they were focusing more on the how they were going to get things done and the what they were going to do. And they had kind of forgotten about the why they were doing it. Sure. And, you know, lost kind of the joy of why. Right. And focusing too much on how, you know, and so do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like,
sure.
You know, forcing things instead of allowing things.
Sure, sure. I feel like it's a great point that you're bringing up, because I feel like it's kind of prevalent in many aspects of society, where it's like we suck the life out of it, or the, you know, to me it's like that joy that you're referring to, a lot of people might even interchange in that context the word spirit. You know, it's like, oh, you take the spirit out of it or whatever, or you lose your, you know, like the spirit of something. You know, it's like for example, sometimes people say, oh, do you respect the letter of the law, or do you respect the spirit of the law, kind of thing. And to me, if you lose the spirit, like, of the law in this particular example, then you lose why the law was created in the first place. So if you try to take the law too literally and don't understand the spirit of the law along with the literal, why it's written literally that way, then I feel like it becomes very condemning. It becomes very closed. It becomes very just rigid. And you know, it's not necessarily like, you know, I think understanding the spirit, you know, so people could, you know, just really take every situation based on its own merit. And, so that applies to, you know, joy and, to everything that we're creating, basically, like, Do
okay,
we?
Okay, well, we need to take a quick break. No, that's all right. And we've got a caller calling in here, so we'll take this caller after the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And I just wanted to also thank people for all the great reviews I'm getting for my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, by the same name as the radio show. I just had someone from India email me, and just by reading a few pages of the book for the first time in 16 years, they didn't have asthma symptoms for a whole day. And so that's really exciting to hear. So if, you know, there's more of you out there that want to talk about the book, please do. I love to get the feedback from it. We'll be right back after this break to make some more shift happen. Thank you.
If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ. Well, I built me a raft if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi. Jumping that paddle wheel, bumping black water, keep rolling on.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free on here with me today, and we're shifting some energy. We have a caller here, Julie from Ottawa. Julie, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do for you, Julie?
I just feel like I've been stalling and kind of like there's this pattern of running away from facing things. So yeah, I just wanted to tune into that. And
is that working for you?
Well, I suppose, but I think it's actually kind of stressful.
Always feeling like you're hunted down by your problems.
Yeah.
Well, how much is that bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10? A 10 the worst, like that it's really starting to get to you.
Oh, I mean, I think it's like up there, so 9.
Okay, so I was getting around a 7.5 to an 8.5. So, okay. Phil, what are you picking up here?
All right, so we're going to just strengthen. So something real fundamental, like just this male-female balance inside of you, and often it's like the lack of balance, and people often will start with the lack of balance maybe with their parents or the parents' relationship or whatever it is. Or so I don't know if there's issues between your parents that are unresolved for you, but we're just going to strengthen you to that, and that you can integrate your male and female side and that they work together. Right now there's kind of, I'm getting like your female side is kind of scared of your male side, your male side is kind of not very understanding of your female side, so it's kind of reflective of society. So let's just get that strengthened for you, integrated more, and then you won't be so feared. That, again, that strong side of you that will be, you know, brave to face the problems will emerge more, and your sensitive side will be able to feel the answers of what you are strong to and what you're not strong to. So you'll integrate that more.
Cool. Yeah, and so we want to strengthen that for everybody listening, and I'm getting that there's kind of this collective energy right now of kind of people. It's the beginning of the new year. You know, we're almost at the end of January, and that's sort of coming up, like people feeling kind of like put a lot of stock in, like if things kind of don't seem to change from 2015 to 2016, and you're already, you know, into January, that it's just coming up weak in the collective influence, that things, you know, things not getting caught up and not feeling caught up for the new year. And so we just strengthen that for you. How are you feeling right now when you get in touch with it? Does it feel the same or different?
I feel energy moving, so it feels better.
I'm getting something in your lower limbs.
Like my lower limbs?
Like how are your legs feeling right now?
You know, normally the energy doesn't run right down. Like it feels like there's a block kind of in my pelvic root area.
That's what I'm picking up. Like it's kind of like your legs aren't really attached to your body. Phil, what are you picking up anything around that?
All right. So anytime that there's a detachment, you can look at different things. So again, I mean, so, and it sounds kind of gruesome or whatever, but again, just the thought of like getting a limb chopped off or something like that would trigger you, it seemed like. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. You don't have to fear that or, you know, whatever. And then just going to clear some experience for you that, you know, you fear that.
See, because Phil and I are both picking up this, that you've had a trauma of some sort around that, and it may be like, we're not necessarily talking in this lifetime, so we're just going to strengthen you to that energetically, like about anything around that, being able to use your legs properly is coming up, like being in a position where if you want to run, you can run. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to walk, you can walk. And that's coming up. And what's also coming up is just putting your feet up, like just being able to kind of like put your feet up and relax and be like, you know, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm going to be still right now. Sometimes it's very beneficial for people to realize when stillness is the best option. That's what I'm picking up for you. Sometimes it's better to energetically shift things and get into a position where you're strong to it before you take action. Because if we take action when we're weak, what happens is we have a tendency to go in a direction maybe that we don't want to go. And that's what's coming up, is like your body wanting to go into two different directions, your upper to your lower. And so I was working on that. Phil, anything else here?
Yeah, so just integrating your entire mind, body, spirit, okay, and then just plugging, you know, so it's just integrating that with all, every cell in the universe, every atom, every molecule, all right, and that, yes, everything you're going to do is going to be more integrated, all right, so it's like everything is a solution. If you get out, a lot of it's going to notice how much you panic when you start to think about uncomfortable things. Once you notice you panic, you're going to consciously shift out of that a lot more, and you're going to choose not to panic. And then when you choose not to panic, you're going to get much more constructive, and you'll come up with a bunch of creative solutions to these problems that you're avoiding facing right now.
I could feel that. So where are you at now, Julie?
I mean, there was a point I did feel panic. But now, oh no, two's coming up.
Okay, so two, you have a weakness to twos, like 2 feet, okay. Two hands, two eyes, two ovaries, two, 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 two. So we're going to strengthen all the body parts that come in twos. We're just strengthen your perception around that, Phil, because we're going to run out of time any minute now here. Even though there is no time, we run out on radio time. So any last shift here that you have for Julie to get her down to zero?
So strengthen everything she's taking in through her senses, especially her eyes. You mentioned the twos, mm-hmm. Her eyes, there's two eyes. So strengthen her, everything you're taking in through your eyes, everything you're seeing, everything you're processing, how you're interpreting it. All right. You're going to see the world a little different. You're not going to judge it so much when you see it. Things are what they are, and your interpretation is not necessarily the truth. Okay. So now you're going to be more open to interpretation, and you're going to be more factual than trying to make up your own interpretation.
Yeah. Do you remember, Phil, one time, I think it was about 3 years ago, you told me put on glasses and glasses, like you're a man for a week. And I got you to do the same with woman. And we were both really shocked at like, when we looked at like automatically you have a certain perspective, and then you all of a sudden you realize, okay, like I'm going to look at it from the opposite point of view. That was really helpful. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
It was challenging.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way it's like, use versions of that a lot of times. You don't want to be interacting with people. It's important to see through their lens as best I can. I'm not saying I'm like perfect at it. I'll ever see exactly what they see, but I at least make an effort.
Thank you, Julie, for calling in. Just quickly checking in with you. Where are you at now?
I'm not picking up anything, so...
Yeah, it feels, so that's good. So we're just going to strengthen you to that neutrality that you're feeling right now. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Phil, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian, for picking always the right music.
You're the best, my friend. Good to be working with you, my friend. Thank you.
And you've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. It was a pleasure to connect with all of you. And we will be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now and enjoy your day.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.